patterns of our society are being disrupted.
Raising to a new level.
You notice with the abortion argument that we've basically reduced the entire thing down to essentially a fourth grade argument. Woman's right to choose. This same theory does not apply to a woman's right to choose to not go into the bedroom, to not have that one night stand with the complete stranger she just met at a bar. That responsibility is null and void. It doesn't matter. And if you make this argument, you're a member of the patriarchy. You're a bigoted... I don't even have time to go through the adjectives. The things that people try to slap on me because I don't believe in something that I believe the Mayans did, which is child sacrifice. I used to be kind of a fence sitter on this. I didn't want to have to tell any woman that had been raped that, well, you know, too bad for you, but it's not the baby's fault. But now I'm ready to make that stance. There's a third innocent party involved in that situation, and I've been convinced of it. I've been convinced of the fact that where this is going, we can't come back from. There's a lot of things that we're doing in the last 20 years that we're not going to be able to reverse, at least not easily. And we are at the beginning of a culture war, which will inevitably lead to a civil war. What I don't understand is what progressives, where do they think this is going to go? Do they think this is going to go someplace happy? Why is the responsibility void the night before, or the week before, or the month before you realize you're pregnant? Why is it that your right to choose is focused entirely on murder? And I know this is an unpopular stance right now. There are people out there who, people that I know, people that otherwise I get along with, but if we start discussing this, oh my gosh, there's going to be a duel. And I don't understand it. I just don't understand it. And it comes down to, well, whether or not humans have a soul. Well, if we don't have a soul, we should be able to murder anyone we want. Why stop at infanticide? Why? Why shouldn't it be survival of the fittest? If Fred Jones down the street pisses me off, I shoot him in the head and society says, well, I guess Fred wasn't strong enough. No. No, then we have the outrage. Same thing with kittens and puppies. If there was a kill shelter that was publicly advertising, we will abort your unwanted kittens, the same people that are arguing that you can't be against abortion would be rioting and picketing and protesting, and there would be complete hypocrisy. I can't go down the street and put two in the back of the head of Mr. Jones. I can't do it. And the reason I bring that up is because the majority of the people on the pro-choice side of the argument do not believe there is a human soul at all. Whether or not they actually buy that when they're alone in their quiet place is up for debate. I don't think so. I think you can take at least half of that chunk and say, you know, on the side, they really know there is a soul, but this is so much more of a convenient argument to get to win, because that's what it's about. It's to win. Everything in America right now is to win, not to reach agreement, not to come together and unite. It's to win. I'm going to win the argument. You're not going to win the argument. But let's take a look at that. If Christianity is wrong and there's no soul, and you can just abort a baby and say, hey, you know what? It's not wanted. Why put a strain on society? Why put a strain on the mother? Why make her carry 9 months to term? Just abort it. All right, well, you know what? Fred Jones down the street, he keeps putting nails in the ground and popping the tires of my car. So I went over last night and I shot him. Now, everybody in town knows that Fred is a complete piece of crap. He's mean to everybody. He's ugly. Nobody likes him. Yet, if I went down the street and shot Fred, the same people that are pro killing all the babies in the world that are unwanted, make sure I put that in there. I don't need the angry emails. Would be like, no, you can't shoot Fred. Fred's, all right, he's a jerk and nobody likes him, but he's a productive citizen. It shouldn't matter. Survival of the fittest. We have no soul, so let's end it. Let's just remove one more piece of garbage from the gene pool. And there, that's where it gets scary for people, because open fire. Well, shoot. What if we just kill all the pro-choice people? So there has to be a safe zone. And it really shows that this whole thing boils down to number one first. I don't care about your rights. F your rights, and everybody that agrees with you, F their rights too. My rights, okay? And if you don't agree, I'm just going to throw down the bigot card and say that you're a fascist. These people that use the term fascist, they don't even know what it means. If they understood the word fascist, they would never use it in a sentence. But they don't. That includes Antifa. They have no idea. All right? And that's the price we pay for being separated by, what, 2-3 generations since World War II. Anybody that actually lived through World War II would never make the argument that what's happening when two people disagree is one side's a fascist. There has to be more to it than that. Someone might argue that somebody that's for killing off babies is more of a fascist than the person that's against it. Why? Because Hitler was on the same path. He was just about 80 years too early. Hitler believed in an Aryan race, blonde hair, blue eyes, and he was also working on eliminating the sick, the elderly, and the imperfect. So if you had a baby and it had some sort of issue, into the oven it goes. That was his jam. But somehow the people that disagree with that idea on any level, and specifically right now, infants, they're the fascists. So essentially, the United States of America in World War II were the actual fascists, not Nazi Germany. You following the logic here? Because I'm not. I'm completely lost. I have no idea. I don't even know how much meth do you have to do to turn that around in that direction. It's crazy. It is absolutely nuts. But it's what people do. It's how people convince themselves. Now, here's the thing. The slippery slope that this starts. We're already on board, we're in the mindset that people that are suffering should be allowed to decide their own fate. That's one thing. If somebody elects to do that themselves, of sound mind, the whole bit, fine. Who am I to argue? But when you have an organization step in and say, you know what, Grandpa, boy, he's in rough shape. Let's kill him. That's the line. And the line used to be a lot more solid, but it's getting blurry. Why should somebody have to suffer with a terminal condition? Kill him. Mercifully, I mean, lethal injection, they just go to sleep. But yeah, what if we just get rid of all the sick? What if we just get rid of all the elderly? I mean, heck, all that money that we're spending on things from everything from nursing home to Medicare and Medicaid, we could be saving that and fixing our roads and bridges. I mean, the elderly aren't going to be here very long anyway, so what if we just speed up the process? Seriously. And there are people right now that are pro-choice listening to this going, oh, no, that'll never happen. Yes, there were people saying that 60 years ago about abortion. Oh, no, no, no. It'll never be that widespread. Well, guess what? We're there. The thing is that society needs to learn as a whole is that they'll never do that is never a rock solid statement. It's never etched in stone. It's never a certainty. They might do it. If there is any possibility that somebody, one person on this planet, will think it's a good idea, then you better bet your ass that somewhere down the road, somebody else is going to come in agreement, and then the crowd grows. First, it's infants. Then it's the elderly and the sick. Then, what about stupid people? I mean, there's a lot of those. Oh, they voted conservative in that election? Let's just put them to sleep. People don't think this will happen because people wouldn't do it themselves. But if we've learned anything from the last 20 years, it's that all we have to do to get the public to agree with something is to slowly insert it into the narrative. How about a news segment on the Today Show? Well presented, with somebody in a suit and tie, looking concerned and compassionate, and saying, senility makes the elderly suffer. We're not talking about Alzheimer's, we're just talking about general old age. They're more susceptible to sickness and colds and flus. They require more shots and more medications. Well, one expert says maybe the right thing to do is to just put them to sleep. The opinion is out there. People have heard it. And then we revisit it in 6 months, and then in three. And then it becomes a national topic. People take to social media to debate it, yell at each other, and call each other bigots because one group says it's not right and the other one says it is. That's how it happens. That's how it's happened with everything that we didn't think would ever be an issue in this country. It's happening right now because that's how it is introduced. If you still think the media isn't completely corrupt and under the thumb of somebody, then you've got blinders on. If you're one of these people that goes on social media and says, you're wrong, and here's a CNN/Fox News article to prove it to you, then your trust is in the wrong place. You know, people laugh at me because I say, this is the Matrix. We live in a bubble where we are fed the information people want us to hear. And they're banking on the fact that we will butt heads over it. It's working. Murdering the unborn? This was not the issue 30 years ago, it is now. It's turning into a culture war right in front of our eyes. And people are angry and hateful. People don't even understand how good they have it in this country. Every idiot that goes on social media and screams bigot and patriarch and all this stuff, I would like to ship them over to a third world country and make them live there for at least a year. They would come back here so thankful for what they have, because that's part of the reason. Blindness to how blessed you are. Complete and total blindness. We're bored, so we make up something to argue about. Come on. Really, people? This is the best we can do as a society? Be led around on a leash by a bunch of people that can make a really cool-looking video on television, 6 o'clock news, network news, with nice graphics, and people they tell us are experts, and we just take it for granted, even though half of them we've never heard of before. And we just say, well, he's an expert, so he must be right. They could literally have pulled a homeless guy off the street, dressed him up, who happened to be well-spoken, and said, read the teleprompter. And we would have bought it. Why don't people consider this? You know why we're at the brink of a culture war? We've been led here.
New York, London,
Philadelphia,
Japan,
Chicago,
Paris,
San Francisco,
Tijuana,
Los Angeles, California.
The Vince Wild Show.